I'm Mark, and this is Andy.
Hello.
And you're listening to Brothers Debate.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah. And we've got another sick story for you today, which it's, I must admit, I'm getting a few
Another looks. Sick story found by you.
Yeah. I'm getting a few looks from my wife now, who seems to watch me read these things, but no, we promised...
I'm not your wife.
No, I don't know. You make a good wife.
Thanks.
But yeah, I've come across a couple of good uns. So this is our second podcast now. So we're doing well. People are listening to them. They must be doing something right.
We can't have anything else to do then, can I? That's what I'm saying. The whole world has gone mad.
Yeah. Right. So yes, we got another sick one here. Right now, this one. Is I don't know, do you reckon it's too sick?
It's worse than the vicar one.
It's worse than it is a bit a bit different. But no, we've got something different on the next one, so that's all right. So just bear with us here. So a Tunisian woman who had visited her doctor suspecting a urinary tract infection, so it's a UTI, found a glass tumbler inside her bladder that's been causing the symptoms.
That's called taking a piss.
I think that's the problem. She couldn't take a piss.
She couldn't take a piss. Where the hell do you get these sick stories from?
I just come across them. I just think they're interesting to... Well, interesting and sick to read, but there we go. Should we say if it's an 18? We'll say it's an 18.
You should have done that
from the start. I should have done it from the start. Okay,
it's an 18.
Yeah, okay. Right, here we go. She later revealed that she had used the drinking glass for... sexual pleasure 4 years ago.
A bit of a cucumber with a glass.
But she'd used it 4 years ago. Right, so her symptoms consisted with a UTI, but scans unearthed told a different story. So where we are.
Hang on for a minute. What the hell has this got to do with sexual pleasure, having a UTI?
But here we go. So scans revealed a glass encased by an 8 centimetre wide bladder. Bladder stone present in the 45-year-old body. What does that mean?
What?
So that, what oh, right. So no, no, about? No. So the glass was inside, encased by an 8 centimetre wide bladder stone.
Oh.
So it encased itself. Oh, that's minging.
How old is she?
45. So there you go. There's actually an x-ray scan, so we can see the pole in the thing. But, so, however, yeah, this didn't just randomly end up there just by itself.
Oh, God's sake.
No, she didn't. So she later revealed that she had used the drinking glass for sexual pleasure.
Oh, yeah, because that's what a drinking glass is for.
But the peculiar case with this one is the woman ditched the conventional practice of sexual stimulation through the vagina and took the route of the urethra instead.
So she didn't stick it up her fanny, she stuck it up her pisshole. That's what you're saying.
She stuck, oh my God.
I mean, what is it? A self-inflating glass?
I don't know. How the hell do you stick that up there?
How the hell do you get anything in it to drink? That's what I want to know.
That is mad.
Well, that can't be right, surely.
I don't get how you're supposed to stick... I mean... At first, when I first started reading it, I thought, oh, yeah, you know, she stuck a drinking jar, whatever, up
how does she
in
go
the normal
for a piss?
Place. Well, exactly. I don't get how she was... Apparently, she'd been experiencing random, uncontrollable urges to pee for a year.
I'm not surprised.
But bear in mind, she'd done this 4 years before. All right? So, she's had uncontrollable urges to pee for a year before eventually... visiting the emergency room. A urine test even returned the presence of red and white blood cells in the sample.
Hang on for a minute. How long did it take her to go to the ER ward?
Well, she'd done it 4 years before.
It took her 4 years.
So, 3 years, so...
Well, she must have known it was in there.
3 years. So she's done it four years ago.
But she must have known it was in there.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? Obviously, what,
she forget it come out?
Well, I think she forgot she'd put it in there.
So what? She had a whole cupboard of glasses. And she thought, one's missing. Where's that gone? Did I smash it? No, I stuck it up my fanny. No, I didn't.
No, she didn't. She stuck it up her urethra.
She stuck it up her piss hole. I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. That's what you do every day of the week.
So the
sounds
symptoms.
Like one of these dodgy porn sites, doesn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Like,
I mean,
S&M thing or something.
I'll be honest, I honestly don't get.
Why don't you just use the cucumber?
Well, exactly, or banana, is it?
An inflatable balloon.
But apparently, all these symptoms she had of the red and white blood cells in her sample and stuff was typical of a UTI. However, the woman hadn't reported any blood whatsoever. An image of the drink glass, well, we've seen that, the drinking glass, and the bladder stone alongside, are seen in an article. Now, we've just looked at it.
So, has she got it out?
I think the doctor got it out. But, I mean, it's a fact. She doesn't seem embarrassed at all. She was like, oh, well, I put it in there, must have forgot.
How can you forget?
Please, it was the fact that's the new, I don't know, sexual pleasure things. Sticking out of your urethra.
No, I'm sorry.
You need to give that a go tonight?
I don't. What? I'm not sticking a glass at me old chap. What do I want to do that for? I'll stick my old chap in a glass.
That's lovely of me. That's a lovely thought, that. But yeah, I just don't.
Why don't
honestly,
she just get laid?
Well, yeah. A bit like any normal person. I can't honestly believe how...
Woman gets laid by a glass tumbler.
But when you great. Look at the, I mean, you look at this picture. There you go, there it is. Just there, look.
So is this actually from someone in Britain? Or is this
no,
someone abroad?
No, Tunisian.
Oh, Tunisian.
A Tunisian lady.
Oh, right.
45 years old. So, man, that's mental.
Yeah. So she comes from Chile. A Tunisian. Oh, no. Oh, Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Yeah. Oh, Tunisia.
Tunisian woman.
It's Africa.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was never good at
African country. Yeah.
Obviously, I've heard of Tunisia, but it's geography wasn't
right.
My strong point.
Oh, well, surely they have... See, over that, but they have loads of religions and stuff like that. Didn't suddenly just come to them, like the vicar with the Hoover, and just say, you must stick a tumbler up your...
No, this is different. I mean, I don't know what she was wearing at the time. I mean, you like
probably this, nothing.
Your silk skirt, your silk tights, you were liking, weren't you?
Silk panties. Was she down for
hey,
that on
that? We all wear those, don't worry.
Can you imagine? Just can you imagine when she has the scans done? And the radiologist has just done the things and that appears in there.
That's mad. I just can't understand how you wouldn't... You would forget that you'd put that up there.
I'll tell you what, I bet when she goes out, so when someone goes, now let's raise our glass, I bet she'll chills.
I don't think she'll really
she
the
goes, I can't raise
it.
Mine.
Oh, no, there's no way her friends could know about that, surely.
No, taking a piss, isn't it?
Yeah, but she can't, can she? That's the thing. I don't get that. I mean, how?
Well, I mean, I don't get what this story's about.
Well, just read it to you.
But is that it? Some bored woman from Tunisia, 45 years old, thinks... I'll tell you what, there's not much else going on in my life, and my husband obviously hasn't got a big enough cock, so I mean, I might as well just, I'll tell you what, it's a glass tumbler.
Oh, but
I won't fill it with orange juice or anything, or whatever they have over there. I'll stick it up my piss hole.
Yeah, but how can that be pleasurable?
I mean, it's not, is it?
It must have been agonising. That's horrible.
It's like sticking your todger between two flowery baps and shouting, dinner time, Fido, isn't it?
I wouldn't let Fido go at it. Oh, man.
Well, it's that it?
Well, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, the viewers are gripped.
Well, I just thought it'd be a nice sick one. I thought you were happy with a sick one.
Well, that's just about... I mean, there's not a lot to really say about that, is there?
Well, other than that, she's got issues.
Well, no, it's one thing just left to say. I mean, was it still whole?
It was actually. It was.
Well, if you listen to this now, he's lost the story.
No, I just pressed the wrong one. But actually, there is a picture of it out. So clearly, they did remove it from her. She must. I tell you what, she must have felt so much better afterwards.
I wonder if she kept it.
What, a souvenir?
Well, yeah.
Let's just hope she doesn't.
This is something I haven't decided for 4 years.
Yeah, but 4 years. I mean, I don't get how you could do it. I mean, how could you put that up there? I thought it'd be bad enough in the other one.
I don't know, though. I think there's some people on this planet that I don't know. I don't know really what to say about that. I don't want to be quite honest. I'm not often speechless, but that's done it. Oh, man. So that's the first story.
Well, I suppose there's nothing else you can say to that, can you?
Well, no, but I don't know. Is she married, or does it say?
It doesn't actually say.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well, there you go. It doesn't. Did it come in a set of four?
I don't know. I mean,
if she's a wife and she's got a husband and two kids and they all want a drink on a nice hot day.
No.
She said, where's the other glass gone? And then she thought to herself, where is the other glass gone? Oh, yes, I know what's happened to that. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you what, I'll just drink from the bottle. It'll flow all the way down to the glass and then it'll be full. I can have a drink.
That's lovely. Lovely image, isn't it?
Well, there you go, viewers. That's
okay, well, that's story done. I thought that would be a good sick one, to be honest.
Yeah, that's great, that, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's get the other story up.
Everyone's gripped.
Right. Give me it. Right, I'm just going to get the other story up. So, we've got the next story up.
Wow, we're all gripped here. Seeing as I got my phone out. And I'm scratching my... I've got a scratch on my bollocks. Sorry, everyone. Right, there we go. Right, this next news story... Oh, I don't know where to go with this one, to be honest. I'm just going to read it out. Right. The headline is, couple adopts pet pig from an animal shelter, only to kill it and eat her.
Poor piggy.
Oh, my God's sake. And then it says, because law enforcement said... the pig was killed humanely. There's no legal action the shelter can take. Okay, staff at an animal shelter in Canada are stunned after a local family adopted a pot-belly pig as a pet, then slaughtered and ate her weeks later. Well, I suppose it's just like going to the butcher's, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a pet pig. Pot-belly pig.
It's still a pig, isn't it?
Well, it's still a pig, but you've gone there to like, right, I really want a pet. The kids would love a pot-belly pig.
Well, I suppose they found it hard to... Perhaps they're having a barbecue, big one for the family.
Well, they couldn't just buy a pig.
Oh,
from the butcher. I mean, maybe this was cheaper. Maybe
it probably is. You try and buy a big pig from the butchers. The whole
I've
lot.
Never had tried to be honest.
No, can you imagine what? Look, how much are pork chops?
I haven't got a clue. I haven't bought pork chops in ages.
Yeah, butchers.
I don't know. I get one from a. I'm ashamed to say from the supermarket.
Well, they might have got a really cheap. I thought, you know what? Yeah, hang on for a minute. What did I say? Is it? Yeah, the slaughter of eggs. First reaction, I'd say, was shock and a heartbreak, said the British Columbian Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
I bet it was a lovely, soft little
thing. Yeah, one employee said, you know, all the animals that come through our care or branches, we get attached to. Well, they obviously got attached to them pretty well. Oh,
exactly.
It's a poor little piggy.
Oh, is it a picture of it there?
Yeah, it's a little piggy.
Oh,
a little white one. Oh, it's a white one.
Oh, look. Didn't know what was going to happen to it, did it?
At least it didn't get porked.
It got pool-porked.
Pool-porked.
That's terrible.
Davis had helped bring Molly, a Vietnamese pot-belly pig, back to health after she and dozens of other pigs ended up in the care of the organisation after a cruelty investigation and subsequent rescue operation in mid-January.
Oh, they didn't.
Well, she was rescued in January and was slaughtered a month later. She was probably better off than at the place where she was.
Sounds like it.
She'll be alive. Yeah.
So what? What about all the other pot-belly pigs? Did she have all those, or was it just the one?
Well, she only had one.
That's terrible.
Where'd you get these stories from, honestly?
Well, I thought you'd like that one.
So it seems like the couple had slaughtered and eaten Molly, apparently, because they found keeping and training a pet pig to be more work than they can handle.
We'll give it back.
We'll just give it back.
Exactly, yeah.
Obviously, though, the bacon was bloody good.
Oh, yeah. It's,
can you imagine?
I don't understand why you can't just, like, it's a bit too much, this potbelly pig. I'm going to give it back, and then, like, hopefully it can have a nice home with someone.
Well, they can't do anything about it, because
it's like, oh, no, I'll just, right, this pig's too much for me. Let's cook it.
Oh, apparently, look at this. The reality is, it's not illegal to kill your own animal or pet in Canada. It says, in the United States, animal cruelty laws vary from state to state. But in many states, it is also legal for people to kill and eat their own pets, including cats and dogs. I thought that was only in
Vietnam.
Korea or something like that. Yeah, because they do a lot of that, don't they? And get a pet dog.
No,
I mean, like, was we go down to the market and we get some vegetables or some nice little butcher's meat or something like that, and now they go, you know.
I'll tell you what, we'd be freaks if we went there and started stroking their dinner, wouldn't we?
Oh,
no, we would. We'd be like, why is that bloke? You know, why is that bloke stroking his, you know, his the number 20 on the menu?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's an easy way to get a pig if you want to have a whole hog, isn't it?
Oh, I know, but I must admit, I do like pig.
I like bacon.
Yeah, I know, so, yeah. But I don't know, this is a potbelly pig.
I'll tell you what, they got a lot out of this. They can live between 12 and 15 years and typically weigh between 80 and 160 pounds. That's a lot of bacon.
It's a lot of ham.
Gammon. Pork belly.
Yeah, so I think
roast.
I think it was rubbish. I think they knew exactly what they were doing when they went in.
Of course they did.
When they went and got Piggy, they knew what was
going to happen. Of course they did. They went there and they thought, do you know what? I find it hard to find a whole pig. Yeah, it's going to cost us an arm and a leg, or hoof, as it may be. Or trotter, sorry.
It's a hoof. It's a trotter.
It's a trotter. They knew what they were bloody well doing. They thought, do you know what? We need a whole pig. I mean, there's hundreds of people coming to this dinner or barbecue.
Yeah.
And going down to the butcher's, it's going to cost us $500, I reckon.
Stick a spit through it.
And just spend $25 on a pig and bring it home, raise it, feed it up a little bit, cook it, bit of salt and pepper.
But hasn't Canada got wild boar or whatever? Don't they? Can't they just...
Oh, no, but you have to go out there and hunt it and chase it.
Well, I think I'd this rather one, do you don't... that.
Why?
Well, rather than just nip to the
well, they needed
local centre.
Well, no, yeah, but they needed a pig. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Poor Molly.
Well, yeah, I know, but Molly, I mean, she was probably going to... I mean, like all things, they die, so...
Oh, that's all right, then.
But no. But what I'm saying is I'm mad now that I am against, in every way, shape or form, cruelty to animals. Because I do have pets and... Loads of pets in the past and dogs.
Yeah, look at your rat there.
And the rat. And the rat's there asleep.
Yeah. It's like there's a rat in this cage right next to me. He's sound asleep. It wasn't earlier. It was licking its balls.
It's got a nice pair of bollocks.
I know. Yeah. Your rat is very gifted. No wonder he looks all flaming. Yeah, look at these.
Yeah, I know. But he hasn't got a...
If anything, I'm jealous.
Lady wife to do anything about it, though, is he?
Still makes me jealous.
So I think that's anything make you jealous.
Yeah, it's like flipping out. And it's annoying because your rat actually does come to the bars showing them off. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. He comes to the bars, deliberately shows them.
He's very proud of them. What's it?
To be fair, I would.
Look at this. In some cases, even young farm hogs are passed off as teacup pigs or potbelly pigs, like Esther the Wonder Pig. Esther the Wonder Pig. Okay. Whose owners adopted a mini pig only to wind up with a pet weighing 500 pounds. Wow. Fucking hell. Crikey.
What's it called? Wonder Pig.
Wonder Pig. Esther the Wonder Pig.
What am I you know what I'm thinking of? What? Simpson. Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does.
Well, you're talking about £500. So, for those of you in the good old US of A, have we got people from America listening to it? I think you did.
Apparently, there have been people in America listening to
this. Oh, we have got people in America listening to this. Oh, that's good. Well, you would probably know then. So, £500, that's probably a big show.
Yeah.
Wrestler. you know, the Big Show. I think his real name is Paul White. He was 7 foot. He is 7 foot and five, although he has lost a bit of weight now. But yeah, so that's like,
what's this got to do with the pig?
Well, no, 500 pounds.
All right, that's what he weighs.
Andre the Giant.
Was that how much it is it?
Yeah, he was 500.
Andre the Giant was 500 pounds.
He was 550 or so. But
flipping hell.
Yeah, but he was 7 foot. I think they say he was 7 foot four, but he was only like 7 foot one, I think. They always make him a little bit bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
He was 7 foot one and
7 foot one's
500 pounds. So that's that in weight, a pig.
Man.
That's some pig.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of bacon. That's a lot of roast.
Are we finished with this now? Because it's, are we only doing two?
Well, I can do a third, but we can do a third if we wish.
Oh, to be quite honest, that's a load of bollocks, that one, isn't it?
That's what I like about you. You're well into these.
Yeah, I can tell when this was happening. What the hell? Ah!
I ate it. Yeah, do this one.
We'll do this last one. I can see they're very enthralled. I bet, you know, the listeners have been waiting for this for the last week or so. I bet they absolutely love it.
Right.
Hang on a minute. Right, this is something back in our homeland here. London YouTuber claims to have been abducted by aliens and falling in love with one of them.
What, she been to one of these dating plays that blows up?
I don't know, but...
I'd say we.
Let's have a read of this one. Let's
tell you what, there's more than a few around here, probably the same. Sick of Men on Earth, London actress.
She's an actress, is she?
Yeah, she's a London actress. I won't say her name. Says that she hopes to normalise interspecies dating. Oh, fucking hell, my God, she's.
Well, hold on, she's a nutcase. You know, imagine that if, like, we dated. Dated an alien woman with like 9 breasts or something.
And she gets pregnant. So what are these going to be like?
Oh, man. That'd be a bit weird looking, wouldn't it?
To find her soulmate, yeah. She's looking at the skies. She claims she fell in love with an alien after it swept her into its UFO.
Okay.
So... I'll bet the alien went into her UFO and right off her feet. Wow. He must have, what was he, 7 foot two? Is it bored by the pandemic and unimpressed by the offerings of Earth? She explained that she joked online about wanting an alien to abduct her.
Okay. Which was my wish, though, didn't she?
Before long, she started to have dreams of a white light.
Right.
It's probably the one in her lounge.
Yeah, before she turned it off.
And then she said she heard a voice in a dream. It commanded her to wait in the usual spot.
No, you're making that up.
No, that's what it says. Commanded her to wait in the usual spot.
What did she say? Okay, Ted.
She had never heard the voice before. And yet she says she knew what it meant. It's like one of these... dodgy books, isn't it? The next evening, I sat next to my open window. She waited. And as she began to fall asleep around, I don't know, 12:15, a flying saucer swept into view. Fucking hell, what's she been smoking?
I was going to say, yeah. Come on,
she's been smoking a lot. I don't know what she's had, but she's had a lot of it.
Oh, flaming hell.
It swept into view. Before she knew it, she wasn't in her bedroom. Any longer.
Where was she?
She was on the end of his alien cock. No, that's not what it says there. No, sorry. No bedroom any longer. Sorry. There was a bright...
It does not say that.
It doesn't say that bit. There was a bright green beam which transported me to the UFO. Unidentified fucking object. That's what it's called. Most might be alarmed by such a turn of events, but not her. I'm one of those people who my whole life had weird encounters. I'm not bloody surprised. She's probably been, I don't know, LSD, mushrooms, Dutch cake.
Look, I mean, was this an advertising stunt?
She's seen a YouTube channel, so probably some of the people have heard this quite a lot. Nevertheless, she soon found herself
where very few humans have claimed to have never ever gone. I bet he hasn't been. No, actually, I think the alien found himself by lots of people have been.
I don't know. She's probably a nice lady. Okay. I get that. It's got to be more of a publicity
stunt. In the belly of a flying saucer. She encountered five aliens in the UFO. They were tall and slender.
Was it a gangbang?
But couldn't make out their true forms. Well, she's already just said they were tall and slender.
Yeah, but maybe it's just the outline she saw. She can't make out the...
I'll tell you what, you know too much about this.
What's that?
She says, then I couldn't see them clearly. Were you there?
One of them, aren't you? I've seen aliens after a couple of... Jack Daniels.
Honestly, you know. She's an attractive blonde woman with tits coming out all over the damn place. I'm sorry, I'm being a bit crass here. And obviously she can get laid. So what's she doing this for? I mean,
she doesn't like blokes on Earth. She wants an alien.
I couldn't see them clearly. they telepathically said, I'm not ready to see them in their true form, she claimed. But from what I could see, they had a slight green hue.
They're not ready to see what?
A slight green hue and big black eyes.
Right.
But she couldn't see them.
That's
with human features. It was a bloody woman, you daft old cow.
Fucking hell. She's got to be on something.
She's on a lot of it. I tell you, with human features such as eyebrows. It was a bloke. She's gone down to a dating thing, right? Yeah? Mm. She's got absolutely blasted before she's gone down there because she's been a bit, I don't know, nervous about going up to a dating thing, right? She's had one too many sherbets and other things that
passed
you
out.
Smoke or...
Probably dreamt it.
Now she's... So he's got... Oh, she couldn't see him, but he's tall, dark, slightly green, with big black eyes and eyebrows, but she couldn't see him.
And nose piercing.
Tattoos. Huge.
What do aliens do tattoos?
I don't know. In a sketch that she drew for Cutter's News, aliens have round faces and a snake-like gaze. She describes them as having big eyes.
She likes their eyes.
Irises. What? With flowers?
Irises. That's a flower. Irises is the inside of your eye, isn't it?
I know it is.
I was just checking.
Hang on for a minute. I've lost it.
I told you that ages ago.
Hang on for... Oh, God's sake.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's obviously
Now I've lost it.
She's passed out and dreamt it.
Now I've lost it now. Oh, God, this one... hang on for a minute.
I'll tell you what, we're so professional at this, aren't we?
But she wasn't frightened. On the contrary, she was love-struck. Wow. There was one who connected with me, she gushed. Oh, no.
Sorry, it does not say gush.
It says... She gushed. It does say gushed.
Are you sure she doesn't mean gasped?
I don't know, but she gushed. Before he touched her.
She gasped.
Before he touched her, her panties were all wet. Okay.
We did say at the beginning this was 18.
Describing the feeling as being in love times 100. I didn't get his name, but I felt... now he's... What's the matter with you? At the moment, my brother is sitting there laughing so much he's breaking wind.
Sorry.
There it is, but I felt exactly the same. Oh, they fell in love. However, the star-crossed lovers faced a few hurdles. Will you shut the fuck up? For one, the alien told her that dating a human was taboo.
It was a taboo.
A taboo, right. Although he was willing to break the rules for another, she wasn't sure that she wanted to leave planet Earth. And it sounds like she's already done it.
I think she's gone.
Like she's already done it and never looked back.
Yeah, no, I think she's already gone.
So I'm just going. She left the UFO after just 20 minutes and back on Earth. I don't understand. So,
What was the point of her being put on the UFO? What? Why was she there?
I mean, how would she do that though? I mean, you know, like,
well, they got transporters, didn't they?
So let me get this right. Instead of going into a normal dating agency and get some weird blokes in there. She's got to be smoking a lot, though, isn't she?
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Got to be smoking a lot.
And you can imagine, though, dating an alien woman.
And her alien love. Oh. She says she wasn't quite ready for a long-distance relationship quite yet.
So how many light years away?
How many light years? You daft old cow. Okay, now just go out and get laid. I think that's...
Can you imagine that with a mobile, though? It's like, oh, no, I've got no signal on my mobile. It won't reach him.
Yeah, your signal's crap. Oh, sorry. Or any other.
Or any other network.
Or any other network. I only said that because mine and my signal is not crap. They're brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, carry on digging.
Oh, carry on digging. Digging. I've been with them now for five years.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with them now.
Absolutely.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm with them.
Oh, you're with them as well.
Brilliant.
There you go, so it must be good.
The advertisement on here is free, by the way. But if you want to contribute towards our thing, then you can. So that's that one. So basically, some old tart thought, you know what, I'll go on there. I'm bored. People watch YouTube and listen to all this bollocks. So, anyway, so
nah, she's
probably only millions wrong with this.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
In fact, are we in trouble for reading her story out?
No,
because it's her story.
Not really. You're just reading it off her site, aren't you?
Well, I'm just reading off her site. But,
exactly. It doesn't matter. She's already shared her story.
I suppose she's already shared it.
Yeah.
And,
was she showing it again for her?
It's a load of bollocks, but she's already showed it. Honestly, I just wonder what people were.
I mean,
what are they like?
I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned, that's got to be a publicity stunt, isn't it? Easily, or like you said, there's been a bit of pop smoke in there. That was a big spleef.
That's a big spleef like this one. Right, well, I think that'll do, won't it?
Okay, yeah, okay. Leave it there, yeah.
We'll leave that there.
You don't want any aliens.
I don't think I could bother. I prefer the one we did on the last one. The vicar with his...
Oh, the vicar, that was on the last episode, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sick. Well, maybe the first one was sick. You got three stories.
We got three stories, and we're only supposed to do two. Three stories in 33 minutes.
There's 33 minutes, yeah.
33 minutes, three stories. Right, well, that'll be the end.
These are gold nuggets of information.
These are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to our little ditties.
Yeah, clearly you've got a lot of time on your hands.
Clearly got too much time on your hands.
And
wherever you're listening from, America or here in Britain.
Tibet.
That's
not why I said Tibet, just random.
Or in that woman in the last story that read, or the moon, Venus,
Uranus.
This is probably themed to Uranus a lot. Right, okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening, and we're going to do another one real soon.
Definitely. We're aiming to do an episode every week.
Oh, great. See, we're excited about it as what you are. Fantastic.
Exactly.
All right, well, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And we'll see you both soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.